Fighting has flared again in Zanjibar as government forces try to retake the southern town they abandoned 2 weeks ago to Islamic militants. There are reports of at least 25 people killed in the southern city in recent days, just one of several areas of unrest in a nation uncertain of its future after a rocket attack wounded its president. Mr. Saleh is in Saudi Arabia and his exact condition is unclear. The acting president, Vice President Abdulrahman Mansour Hadi, says Mr. Saleh will return to Yemen within days. In the capital, protesters continue to call for the president to stay away. In Taiz, south of the capital, there are reports of troops engaging in battles with armed anti-government forces. And Saudi Arabian officials report that two of its border guards were killed when a gunman tried to force his way into Yemen. There was no immediate indication the incident was related to the political unrest, but it served as a reminder of the region's volatility and Saudi Arabia's long-standing fear of Yemen's troubles spilling northward. Yemen's opposition groups are pushing for the interim leaders to accept a Saudi-led proposal to see a transition away from Mr. Saleh's nearly 33-year rule. A leading coalition of opponents, the Joint Meeting Parties, has offered to enter into talks on a transition. But government figures, including members of the president's family, say they're awaiting the president's return. Mr. Saleh has repeatedly rejected the Gulf transition plan. Political analysts say the JMP is not an ideal partner for transition talks. Kate Nevins is a Middle East analyst at London-based Chatham House.
Formal opposition parties is an idea that I think we need to move away from. We don't have a traditional government and a traditional opposition in Yemen. Everyone is involved in these elite patronage networks, and in many cases, the formal opposition are as corrupt or non-inclusive as the regime.
In addition to regional calls for an inclusive transition, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and the European Union's foreign policy chief, Catherine Ashton, both referred to the best interests of the Yemeni people in pushing for change. The Yemeni people are far from a united group, divided as they are by tribal, political, military, and Islamist loyalties. But Abdulaziz Sagar, head of the Gulf Research Center in Saudi Arabia, argues the people alone must determine Mr. Saleh's future.
If he goes back, in what capacity? That's up to the Yemeni people to decide whether they want to receive him as a former president or they want to receive him as a political party member or as a normal citizen, which they will definitely, you know, feel. I mean, it is their right to decide, you know, whatever capacity they would like to receive him at.
But with the situation so volatile and the stakes, including the threat of a local terror group and the safety of key shipping lanes so high, foreign nations are unlikely to stand to the side. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.